Be not afraid.
Be not afraid. My name is Enoch, appointed Metatron, and I am an angel of the Lord, here to deliver a special message to you. Yes, you, chosen one, wherever you may be. You will pass on these messages to the people in your vicinity. It's not something you need to worry about. In fact, you don't even have to think about it. It's not a conscious choice on your part. It will happen either way. Such is the way of the prophet. But for the time being, all you need to do is listen carefully. Let's look inside the vortex of events together, shall we? Endless paths converging and intertwining. Lives lost, gained, born again. Stories told and retold and changed and... Listen up. An event is taking shape. The edges are coming in closer, coming together and crystallizing into... there we go. It starts with bad weather.
Noah?
Noah stands before the ancestral altar, high up in the mountains. Spiritual people love mountains, and birds, and trees, and, of course, the altar. Its design is strangely sophisticated for this era. Intricate shapes are swirled around masterfully sculpted steps, and yet, it somehow looks completely organic. At the top of the steps is a circular area with a perfectly leveled rise in the center. However, neither tool nor hand was used in the altar's creation. Instead, the entire structure danced its way into existence to the sweet tunes of angelic song. That's how the story goes, anyway, and it's not too far away from the truth. There are countless stories surrounding this particular altar. Legends of the first people, of when angels walked among them, of forbidden knowledge shared too soon.
Wise ones, I come before you as a humble servant. The people in my village, my neighbors and fellow men, we really need your help. Methuselah, my grandmother, has often told me about the olden days. This used to be such a wonderful place. I remember some of it. During my upbringing, they all worked together to improve the village and built the machines we use today to grow food in abundance. Grandmother insists that it was possible because the angels came to us and revealed vast amounts of knowledge. But I don't remember any of that. But these people, my people, have decided that it's a lot more fun to drink, steal, and fight. And it is fun, a lot of fun. but not too much fun. And it's not like I do it all the time. Not like them. It's all they ever do. Every day it gets worse than the day before. Yesterday, someone even got the brilliant idea to take a bite out of someone else's arm, just for fun. It tasted like chicken. I didn't try it. He told me. I don't want my children to grow up in a place like this. How am I supposed to teach my children about responsibility when it's not rewarded? Quite the opposite, actually. They stoned old man Bob last week for suggesting a cleaning schedule for the 57th time. Sure, he could have phrased it differently, but no one should be stoned for pointing out the obvious. I have also made some careful attempts to suggest we set a better example for the next generation. Appreciate what we've been given. But they think I'm crazy to believe in magical people from the sky, and maybe I am. Why have you never answered me? I have prayed and prayed, but all I've ever gotten in return is silence. Are you even listening? Hey, answer me! Tell me what to do and I'll do it happily. Just say anything. God? God! Methuselah said you used to send angels to help with anything and everything. Why won't you come now? Is anyone even there? What is that? What is that?
After following the strange humming sound, he finally finds the source. In an open glade, he sees intense darkness. Which is not a strange thing to encounter in the middle of the night, but this is a dark that rivals the deepest pits of hell, and it's breathing. The dark, formless spirit is occupied with a human soul, quite recently deceased. The darkness spreads its four wings and welcomes the soul into a comforting embrace. They stay like that for a long time, the soul getting rocked gently as the darkness sings a strange, wordless melody. After a while, the soul dissipates into specks of pure light and fades out of this world.
Who?
The shadowy entity turns, and from the darkness of its formless body, thousands of eyes open up, all fixed on Noah, giving it the very elegant impression of a very menacing starry sky.
Shit.
The entity seemingly only takes one step and is looming over Noah like a bird of prey.
Be not afraid, Noah.
Noah can do nothing but stare in horror as black wings open up to reveal four faces staring right back at him.
No! Don't hurt me, please! I have a family. I have to take little Japhet to see the cave paintings tomorrow as I do every Friday. He's only 29 years old, you see. Please, sir, think of the children.
If you die, you die. We take you then, but we are not in the business of killing.
What? Then what was that just now?
We care for the dead. It is our duty.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so frightened of you. I don't even know what face to look at. I came to request help.
Let us fold ourselves into something more humanoid.
Better?
Sure. At least I only have one face to focus on.
We were in the area, working, and we heard you praying. You might take solace and joy in the fact that life in this vicinity will cease very soon. All your problems will be gone.
You mean everyone is going to die? Take solace in everyone dying? Are you the one in charge? If this is punishment, it's way out of proportion.
We do not know the ways of the Almighty.
You're not him? Oh, how will it happen?
We only see the deaths on the horizon, not the cause. It is an abnormal number. All will be gone in 40 days.
A month?
And a half.
That's not enough time. What am I supposed to do?
We may not know the will of the Lord, but we will not stop you from, say, asking someone for help. Someone you know in high places.
Wait! What does that even mean? Hey! Come back! I want to speak to that lord of yours.
But the angel is gone. That angel, my dear prophets and entities, was Samael. To put it very plainly, they are an angel of death, or rather the angel of death. Expert at extracting souls, Archangel of Heaven, and King of Hell. Death is universal, and it does not pick sides. Oh, excuse me. I am getting some kind of interference. Everything is dark. I don't know what happened. We appear to be in outer space. A backdrop of stars and planets are wandering their elliptical paths as far as my eyes can see. Not part of any constellations I know of. And I'm supposed to know everything. Oh, I can feel a smile at the back of my mind.
Why do I even bother? Creating Earth was a mistake.
That's not true. Well, the fleshy talking monkeys on the other hand.
I know. They are hopeless. All this greed and violence. Everything is out of balance. No, it's not their fault. It was the Watchers. If only they had not shared all that knowledge with the humans. It wasn't theirs to give. It was too much, too soon. There's no way to undo it. And there are still those abominations walking the earth. If only I had made the meat suit smoother.
Still regretting that genitalia, huh?
Bold of you to assume I regret anything.
Okay, sure. But here's a thought. Start over. Clean slate. Destroy it all so you can try again?
Yes? Yes, that could work. There are only 14 concerns going down that road. No, I could not.
But I could. One big storm is all it takes. Did you hear something?
Strange. Anywho, looks like my signal has cleared up. Oh, and look, there's Noah. He staggers, looking for any sign that this is all a dream. The cold rain feels tangible enough. Could his grandmother's stories be true?
Oh.
He huffs and marches in a tight circle. It's pitch black after all, with no moon or starlight breaking through the heavy storm clouds. You don't get to be Noah's age without pacing safely. All the while, muttering and pulling at his soaked clothes so hard his knuckles are white.
This isn't fair. What does that even mean? High places. Can't believe I'm doing this. Fine. Angels. Okay, wait, let's see. There's a Gabriel. Gabriel. Michael. Michael. Uriel. Uriel. Sadio. Finoel. Azaz. No. I don't know anymore. Enoch?
Surely that's a coincidence. Lots of people are named Enoch. It was actually the baby name of the year 5 years in a row. At one time.
My great-grandfather, who never died, but took off to the skies with the angels. He's in high places. Enoch! Enoch! We need your help. You may not know me, but you must remember Methuselah.
I had hoped to stay neutral in this broadcast. You see, prophets, Noah is my great-grandson by my daughter, Methuselah. She was just a baby when I changed. She has to be at least some 900-odd years by now. Feels like only days passed. Time is a confusing construct, if you ask me. And now my great-grandson is calling my name through the vortex. What if...
Enoch! I'm calling upon you!
Shit. What do I do? Ben? Uh-huh. There's no protocol for this. This doesn't happen to be a two-way communication kind of vortex, is it? Noah! I can hear you! I think that worked. I mean, unless he just fell over. He is about 600 years old. I guess it could happen. Maybe there's a way for me to materialize. What was it I did last time? Something like... Oh, that's cold. Good, it worked.
Hey, where did you come from? Are you an angel?
It's me, Enoch.
Enoch wasn't a woman.
There's no time for this. I have to tell you. I feel the vortex tugging on me. Apparently, I can't stay here for long.
Vortex? What's a vortex? And what are those slithery, glowing things around you?
Noah, listen to me. I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you more. This has to be some kind of mistake. This is all going to be underwater in no time.
Oh.
Don't you worry. I'll talk to God. He'll fix this. In the meantime, gather everyone you know. Do everything you can to stay alive. Swimming won't do you any good. The mountains won't save you either. You all need to start building boats like there's no tomorrow. And okay, I'm back in my studio. I hope that was enough to help him. Ben, any messages while I was out? Ah, no, of course not. I have to make some calls. Let me pause the transmission for a bit. I'll be right with you, prophets. And we're back, none the wiser. It seems that certain entities don't like being called upon. Anyway, let's return to the broadcast. Each day, the weather gets more hostile. As if the unrelenting storm wasn't enough, the ground begins to rumble as waters of the deep burst forth into violent fountains. Not even the Nephilim can survive a blow from the exploding geysers. Humans and other land-dwelling animals fare even worse. The river grows ever wider, and wave upon wave claims one life after another. Noah and his family have been working tirelessly on building a... I hope it's a boat? He had hoped that the rest of the villagers would follow suit, but, alas, most of them are packing their belongings and preparing to take refuge in the mountains. Noah has decided that he must try to convince them to come with him.
Dear fellow men. Hello, villagers. Screw it. Listen up, everyone.
Oh, it's Noah again?
We're in a dire situation. Many of you have lost family and friends already. And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the storm is only going to get worse. Everything will be underwater soon. If we are to survive, we need to work together. But fear not. I have a plan. Me and my family have started to build a houseboat. Bring in a few animals with us, too. We'll ride out the storm in it. We will fish by day and feast by night. Not much different from everyday life. A bit more cramped, maybe. But I'm sure it'll be great. But I need your help to build it even bigger for everyone to fit in it.
Sounds good, actually. We can use wood from all of the broken houses. If we work together, it'll be done in no time.
Great. Well, you know me. Built boats since I was 2 apples tall, so I'm sure we can handle it. Come on, lads. Let's build the greatest ship anyone's ever built.
Hang on a minute. A vacation in the mountains until it blows over seems a lot easier. How can you be so sure the storm won't just pass?
Because I have spoken to Enoch. Yes, the one who became an angel and the voice of God. He told me there's been some kind of misunderstanding and that it's not supposed to rain this much. We need to do whatever it takes to survive until he sorts this out.
Oh, I see. It's one of those things again.
I'm telling the truth. I have also spoken to the God of Death.
Yep, he told me that he's crazy. The mountains it is. It's just a bit of bad weather. It'll pass eventually.
But you don't understand. The mountains won't be safe.
It's safer than going on a boat with a madman.
Boo!
Please, listen to me. Hey, who threw that? I'm trying to help you.
We don't need your wacky ideas. You're a bad influence on our children.
Oh, ow. Ouch! Stop it!
Oh, we are in outer space again. Far out.
But we have come so far. I could never do that.
I could.
You just want them gone. I need creation to work. It needs balance.
Hey, old friend. Let me help you. I can make it work for you.
If I can't do it, how could you?
Love clouds your vision from what needs to be done. Trust me.
Lord? If I may, please, I did not mean to eavesdrop, but the vortex, there's a situation I need to talk to you about. My grandson.
Don't you hear that? And the smell. But anyway, how about I only take this bit around this puddle? The Mediterranean Sea. That's where all your troubles are.
No, that's too many.
That one cluster, that's all I need to test my theory. See that valley? It's already modeled as a tub. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Go on. We never had this conversation, understand?
On one condition.
I wonder. That's all I ever do these days. But I remain calm and neutral and collected. I am not afraid. Whatever goings on behind the scenes will be, well, have been revealed at some point in time-space. I'll find out eventually. Noah is working hard as ever. Dark circles under his eyes, bruises on his hands and torn clothes, the signs of a man on a holy mission. Should I tell him? Can I? I don't even know how long I can stay materialized. I might get swept away again before I get to... No. I have to try.
Let's see. How did Granny do that sturdy knot? That was a rabbit leaps through the hoop before the fox jumps out and makes a rabbit go round and round before the fox catches up and... There! Still got it.
Noah?
Huh? Enoch! Thank God you're here. We're nearly finished. Now, I couldn't convince everyone, but at least I got 23...
I know, I saw most of it. Noah, listen.
Hey, maybe we can sail to the mountains when we're seaborne and rescue as many as we can.
Noah.
Or maybe ropes are enough. Most of them know how to swim, so...
I got a hold of the Almighty. God, I'm sorry, it's not good news. Everyone is supposed to be wiped out. I can't help you.
What? Oh.
Noah, don't. I believe in you. Oh, I'm back in my studio. As I tried to catch Noah in his fall, I was swept back right before I could catch him. Now he lays there on the muddy wooden floor.
But you said... We worked so hard. For nothing. It's over. And what am I supposed to tell the others? Drop your tools, God hates you. That'll break them.
Love? Who are you talking to?
I talked to... He was right there... Ugh. No one. I'm just thinking out loud.
Sounds like really intense thinking. Come inside, have some more milk. You need to rest.
Thanks, Amzara. This is really good.
So? What's up?
You know, I've been thinking, as you heard. I've been thinking that maybe the mountains aren't such a bad idea after all. Maybe we live, maybe we die. Who knows? At least we'll be with our tribe.
But I don't understand. You talk to the angels. This is the only way to survive. That's what you've said all along. And you have us, your family and closest friends, right here. Isn't that all that matters?
Amzara, I was wrong. Okay? There's no guarantee that this will be enough. It was a misunderstanding. God wants us dead and gone.
No, you're wrong. What was it that the Dark Angel said?
I'll never forget those words. Life in this vicinity will cease.
Exactly. So we need to get away from this vicinity. Listen, you can do anything you set your mind to. What better way to get away from this place than with a boat? It's genius, really.
Amzara, you're not listening. God, the actual creator of everything, wants us to die.
All I'm saying is that there's a chance. Ugh, I can't stand the thought of just sitting around and waiting for our demise.
No, you're right. I couldn't do that either. But what are we supposed to do? It's impossible to make a decision under these circumstances. This is massive. Everything will die. What are we supposed to do when the universe conspires against us?
Maybe build a boat?
Huh? Just because that shady creature said vicinity, Enoch said that we were supposed to be wiped out. And you know what the last thing he said was? He said, Noah, don't. Like, he wanted me to stop trying.
Think about it. What have we got to lose? We'll die either way.
You're right, of course. I dragged you all into this. The children, our friends, and even the animals. As long as I still draw a breath, I will fight for our survival. No matter how slim our chances are, no matter how difficult the challenges may be, I will face them head held high. And right now, that means building a boat. And we're gonna get away from this vicinity. Do you hear me, Enoch?
Noah!
We're gonna
Hush now, darling. Calm down. You'll wake the others. You can pick a fight with God after this is over.
True to his word, Noah works even harder than before. Filled with the wrath of the righteous, he pushes his followers close to exhaustion. They close and seal the gate just before the water reaches the boat. The ship lurches back and forth as the waters hit the hull from every side. Days turn into weeks as the crew adjusts to their new living arrangements. Soon enough, the survivors find that life on the boat is quite pleasant, considering the alternative. 23 human beings are accounted for, aside from Noah's immediate family. Many days go by, and together, Noah and Amzara manage to keep everyone happy and safe.
82, 83, 84 days.
I never thought we'd be at sea for such a long time.
Me either. And I thought food was going to be the biggest problem. But it turns out it was you-know-who.
She's not that bad if you give her a chance.
Pass.
Hey! What's that? Is it...
A bird! With a stick!
They embrace each other, and their cheers echo across the surface of the water. And so, the ship runs aground on a very stony shore. The motion of the sea still lingers in their legs as they step out onto solid ground. Miraculously, the earth has restored remarkably fast from gray mud into green hills. The people marvel as a vibrant rainbow stretches across the sky.
It's a sign! The gods have forgiven us! This means they won't ever test us like this again. Right, Noah?
Yep. Marvelous. If you'll excuse me, I need to plant a vineyard.
I'll help you.
And there you have it. The Great Flood was more or less a great pond in Lebanon. It was no less devastating to those affected by it, of course. The story was spread across the world and spawned many different variants before it was finally written down. In contrast to many of the stories, it wasn't a very big boat, and there wasn't as much variety among the animals as they would claim. I do wonder, why did God do this? Who was she talking to? Why did Samael want to help Noah? They only show up to collect the dead, normally. And what about the Nephilim? The way I remember it, all of them were wiped out. But I had other things on my mind at the time. Wow, glad I'm not bound by human attachments anymore. Okay, so... Word in the corridors is that the angel hangout is about to commence. I am still welcome, I think. Asha winked with all his eyes at me today, so... Wonder what that means. I have prepared a set of questions I think the angels will ask me, and a flowchart of answers depending on follow-up questions. Things like, what do you eat for breakfast? What is your preferred frequency? Do you dream of electric feathers? So, now I have a manuscript to fall back on in case I get nervous. Don't want to say the wrong thing, but I don't want to be completely quiet either. So, I suppose it goes for all of us when I say, be not afraid. Be Not Afraid is created by Rebecca Hansson and Tommy Holmberg. Guest voices in this episode were Doug Daly, Eric Oberg, Chakri Chakatak N, Stephanie Pullivan, and Victor Tran. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Here are a couple of free things you can do to support us. Rate and review us on iTunes, share it with your friends, and of course, subscribe. You can find out more about the show on our website, metatronspeaks.com, where you can read episode transcripts and find us on social media. You can also visit our subreddit on r/benotafraid. Want to hear episodes before everyone else? Check out patreon.com/metatronspeaks. A special thank you to this episode's beta readers, Kat Bayouz, Sodium Azide, and Hannah Turin. And thank you, prophets and entities, for listening.